Proclamation number 6255 of 12th of May, 1955. Feeding of the Divine Word. Act of God's grace. Into the darkness you shall be brought a light. You shall experience God's love and mercy. You shall be showered with His grace. You shall experience a direct sign of His working and evidence of His presence amongst people who are of good will. You shall take notice of His word which He conveys to earth as an outpouring of His love, because people are in great spiritual hardship and urgently need help. For this reason He expresses Himself through the mouth of a human being. He lets His Spirit shine down into the hearts of those who open themselves to Him and gives them true light. He imparts the truth to them, knowledge which puts people into a state of realization and which shall serve to kindle love for their God and Creator, for their Father of eternity. For only love for God causes people to live according to His will and strive towards Him. Only love awakens in people the desire for union with the eternal love itself. It is truly a proof of immense love for you humans that God makes Himself known to you, that He kindles a light in you which shall brightly illuminate the path you have to take on earth. It is an act of grace and mercy that He approaches you again who once strayed from God of your own free will, that He speaks to you and tries to persuade you to turn back and strive towards Him again, who alone wants to grant you eternal bliss. You humans walk in the night due to your own fault, for the divine light of love once shone upon you in abundance, yet you rejected it. Accept it now that it shines for you again, receive the gift of grace from God's hand and use it well. And you'll once again be what you were from the beginning, perfectly active and blissful beings full of light and strength. God Himself offers you the means which you only need to use in order to attain your former perfection again. He grants you graces which you did not deserve since you had voluntarily distanced yourselves from God. Yet He wants to win you back again. He wants you to return to Him as His children into your Father's house, because His love created you and this love for you will never cease and therefore He will tirelessly court your love, the love of the child for the Father, who is and will remain for you for eternity. This is why He Himself speaks to you, and if you listen to Him and deeply move the words in your heart, you will also feel the love and strength which His word contains. You will feel Him present to you and your heart will burn with love and want to belong to Him forever. Open your hearts to His speech, do not close them unwillingly but listen to what He wants to say to you. And you'll experience an unimagined blessing, you will escape the spiritual night, the light of a radiant morning will shine upon you, filling your heart with bliss. You will approach a new day and no longer have to fear the dark night forever, for the eternal light itself comes to you and fills your hearts with radiant glow. Amen.